Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well. The free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, where you just saw a nice wave. That was like a royal wave from
pageant
Clint
wave,
Yates.
Sir. That's what it's called.
Oh, Pat. How am I supposed to know between the royal wave and the pageant wave?
Some of us spend time around beautiful people on a regular basis. Some of us don't. You know.
I don't. I do, just not at pageants. Which seems like I just won that argument. That's Clinton Yates, Clinton and Friends, ESPN Radio, and of course based out in Los Angeles, which brings us to what we are going to talk about today, Mr. Yates.
Yeah.
The $10 billion valuation of the Los Angeles Lakers that was the sale earlier this week. Again, they weren't sold for $10 billion. They were sold at a $10 billion valuation, which I think is just an important nerdy differentiator. But ultimately, sure. the point is, the Buss family is no longer going to be the majority owner of the Los Angeles Lakers, which to me is like the headline. And then you can get to like who now does own them and all of that kind of stuff. But when you saw that news, what was your reaction?
That was a jaw dropper. I don't know that I expected to see that before LeBron James exited the building, for lack of a better term, just on a quick short-term timing scale. More longly, I don't know that I expected to see it in the next 10 years, to be honest, simply because of how stubborn to some degree the Buss family had been about things before. And, you know, I got a decent amount of flack over the years from a lot of Los Angeles Lakers sports fans, never mind Los Angeles sports fans, never mind Lakers fans. After explaining to people, you got to understand that from the outside, this mom and pop operation is clearly not sustainable. Like, I don't care about the lore, and I honestly don't necessarily care about a bunch of rings that happened odd years ago. Like, that wasn't obviously going to work for a long time. People would take a lot of offense to that. However, now that they've sold, many of those same people are like, oh, thank God. And it's like, hold on. All right. Which one was it? And I think there's an element of that with Lakers fans that is kind of interesting to investigate, because what it means for Los Angeles is one thing, what it means for Lakers fans is another, what it means for NBA fans is a third, and honestly, what it means for sports overall is a fourth, and it's a fascinating concept.
Yeah, that big one is what I want to tackle next week. Like we've talked about having my guy Ebenovi Williams from Sport to go on, because I think like someone who covers the ownership beat is kind of a good person to talk to about that. Sure. The NBA side of it, like if I'm another NBA team, I just went, oh, hell
yeah.
Like the Lakers lore and their ability to seemingly always get lucky with a generational player, Luka's already in the fold there for that. Now they're gonna have the resources and know what to do. Well, I guess the know what to do part is the question. So let me ask you that. Like, Jeannie Buss is still going to be in charge for the foreseeable future, but what does this mean in terms of the infrastructure for the Los Angeles Lakers? Like, if they now have more money, do they actually know what to do with it?
So that's the large question. And here's the difference between what's happening in LA and what happened in Dallas, for example, where that governor in name only thing blew up in Mark Cuban's face. Ramona Shelburne was telling me this on the program yesterday. Jeannie has it in writing that she's going to be a part of this team. Cuban did not. And the reason why that's important is because it means that if nothing else, there is a documentable and verifiable chain of command that if something goes wrong, well, you could identify who the problem is, and thus that can be changed. This was the whole issue with the front office ever since Planet LeBron crashed into Laker Nation. There's always this question, who runs things? LeBron, Clutch, Pelinka, Linda Rambis of all random people. Like, there were all sorts of names in these circles where you just didn't know who had what amount of influence. Now, Magic Johnson re-entering the fold as a part owner on the Guggenheim Group side is also an interesting element. But I think if nothing else, it organizes your setup in a way that means that you can't just kind of use everybody else to triangulate your excuses off of without ever actually changing anything. And that was the number one feeling that I had about this coming out of it. I was like, oh, thank God, some accountability in the Lakers front office, even if they don't come out of the gate getting all sorts of players, you know, maneuvering around the aprons and all that, but at least we know who's doing what. And I feel like as a fan, that's all you can really ask for.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clint Yates, ESPN Radio, ESPN LA, with us here on the Hoffman Show. So Mark Walters, the new majority owner,
sure.
The Guggenheim Group, who you mentioned there, is his group. They own the Dodgers. What have you, as someone who especially spent a lot of time covering baseball and a lot of time there in LA with the Dodgers, like what when they took over, what impressed you about what they did? Because they've obviously had tremendous success, including 2 World Series titles.
So a couple of different things. The main thing, though, however, is that they run their operation not just as in cash first, but skill first. And honestly, here's the thing I used to talk about all the time about the Commanders when the old regime was there. It wasn't so much just the losing. It wasn't so much just the boorishness, although all of that had a lot to do with why it was very difficult to look at that team. But you could tell that they had problems keeping talent because nobody wanted to work for a stupid person. And that is half the battle. Once you've got smart people in place, it's easier to get it going because other smart people want to be around. That is his best skill. Getting the people who know what they're doing and getting out of the way and still writing the checks. So as a result, the Dodgers have one of the best developmental programs. They're really good at scouting. They have a culture of accountability that actually matters. Basic adult team building stuff that not every franchise is good at. And so while I don't necessarily believe that that directly applies one-to-one to the NBA, I do think that overall, you've got a track record you can trust. 12 years, 12 playoff appearances, 4 World Series appearances, 2 wins. Sorry, that's about as good as it gets. Whether or not their titles on the division should have all turned in the World Series or not is a different matter. There's a baseline of production there that I think you've got to trust as a sports fan regarding how that's going to apply to the NBA as well.
So when you look at the Lakers org right now, like Pelinka to me is the guy that kind of stands out where I'm like, I wonder how long you're going to have your job here. Yeah. I mean, now it should be said, Walter was a minority partner in the Lakers over the past bunch of years. He's had a 20% stake in the team. So like nothing is going to be new to him. But you mentioned getting the right people involved. Pelinka, for those that don't know, the current general manager of the Lakers was a former agent, which is actually not uncommon in the NBA. Bob Myers is the greatest team builder, arguably the last two decades. Like he was an agent before he took the GM and then ultimately president job of Golden State. And now somehow he sits on that desk. Anyway, I don't want to get you in trouble with
Leon Rose does it for the Knicks too.
Leon Rose, former agent. But he was Kobe Bryant's agent and he was very tight with the Buss family. And that's kind of how he got the job. Now he also engineered the Luka trade to the extent that that wasn't engineered by the Dallas side of it. And there are some certain wins for him, but is Pelinka, like as you've taken calls and you've had experts on this week and heard people talk about it, do you think that Pelinka has all of a sudden a much shorter lease?
Well, there's a couple things about that. Number one, when they first took over the Dodgers, they kept Ned Coletti for like a good two seasons. And it wasn't just in face value. I don't think anybody is necessarily going to walk straight out of the door. However, the difference now is that the entire balance of power is completely different in this regard. When LeBron got there, he was bigger than the Lakers. Now, look at the LA power rankings in sports. LeBron is not bigger than the Lakers now, not with Luka there. He's not bigger than Luka as a player, technically. The Dodgers are a bigger deal than the Lakers. Shohei Ohtani is a 10 times bigger deal locally than all of these things. LeBron is like fifth on the power rankings in LA alone at this point. And there's an argument that if that's not how he wants to move anymore, because he doesn't have the same sort of pull he does in the franchise, not to say that it's untoward, it's just not a position he's used to being in. And he says, you know what? Maybe I'll just go somewhere else. If we're talking about the post-LeBron era in LA anyway, I don't necessarily know that it just means he's going to stay there because all of a sudden they're going to get all these other guys around him. There's a shift in how all of this works that I think is fascinating overall about what's going to happen. So do I think a Pelinka's job might be on the line? Sure. But I also think there's a whole host of other things that have to do with these interpersonal relationships that are going to matter for these next 2 years regarding how they build their roster, never mind who they keep in their front office.
Clint Yates with us on the Hoffman Show for his Friday visit. So where, like, I saw the statements from Luka saying, and the reporting that was like, yeah, he got a heads up by a couple minutes. And Luka's statement was like, I'm thrilled with this. I'm very excited. I'm excited to still work with Genie. I'm excited about everything.
Right.
What's the LeBron side of this? Like what, you know, he does have a player option that he could be gone this summer if he wanted to be.
He could be gone in a week, dog. What I'm saying is the lack of wording is the wording. I ain't heard nothing from LeBron. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm not meaning to say that that's, I'm not trying to stir up controversy, not by any stretch of the imagination, but LeBron's out here on every other podcast in America talking about all these programs, talking about what's going on in the finals. It just seems interesting that there has yet to be a buy-in right now. And arguably that's above board. It might be more complicated than that. Lord knows what Rich Paul has going on. This might actually be a legitimate negotiation regarding, well, what are we doing? How is this going to work with the relationship that we had? Because they got a lot of clutch players as well. I don't always think everybody's got to rush into decisions just for the sake of media's timelines. Don't get me wrong. But silence from LeBron, when LeBron is not a silent guy, I think tells you all you need to know right now about the fact that there is a decision being made, whatever it may be, that requires some thinking. And that in itself is fascinating. Because I'll tell you this, there are a lot of Lakers fans who wouldn't mind seeing LeBron walk away. Straight up. You know what I mean? They feel that he's taken up a lot of airspace, did not necessarily accrue himself to the LA market the way that he could have and kind of big time them for a while. I don't know that I agree with that. I think there's an element of purple and gold fans just being butthurt about that in general. But there is something there. There is some there regarding his status with the Lakers.
Interesting. We'll continue to follow that. I mean, shoot, this time next week will be after the draft, which means we're the 30th, I think, June 30th, that night is when free agency opens. So we'll be 4 days from that. So maybe we'll know more a week from now. We'll talk to Clinton then. Yates, look forward to, in fact, wait, hold on. Is there a chance that...
There's a chance.
There's a chance that the nature of this conversation is different. Correct. Next week.
There's also a chance that the Knicks have a head coach next week, too.
You know, there's a chance I win the lottery. The show doesn't exist next week. That's Clinton Yates, everybody, with us here on The Hoffman Show on a Friday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.